好，请弟兄姊妹把圣经翻到马太福音25章。
Now let's open our Bible to the book of Matthew, chapter 25.
我们看马太福音25章第一节到第13节。
Book of Matthew, chapter 25, verse 1 to verse 13.
我们请弟兄念单数节，姊妹念双数节。
The brothers will read the out verse, and the sister will read the even verse.
青少年可以用英文和我们一起念。
And the youth can read in English just together with us.
马太福音25章第一节，弟兄请。
那时，
天刚好比十个童女拿着灯出去迎娶新郎。
其中有五个是愚拙的，五个是聪明的。
愚拙的拿着灯却不预备油，
聪明的拿
着灯又预备油在器皿里。
人迟的时候，他们都打盹睡着了。
半夜
有人来说：“新郎来了。”
那些童女就起来收拾灯。
愚拙的对聪明的说：“请预备油给我们，因为我们的灯要灭了。”
聪明的回答说：“恐怕不够你要用的，不如你们自己到买油的那里去买吧。”
他们去买的时候，新郎到了，那预备好的灯同他进去坐席，门就关了。
其余的童女随后也来了，说：“主啊，主啊，给我们开门。”
他们却来说：“我实在告诉你们，我不认识你们。”
所以我们要警醒，因为那日那时辰你们不知道。好，我们圣经念到这里，我们一起做个低，我们低头做一个祷告。
Now let's pray。
天父上帝，我们谢谢你，谢谢你赐下宝贵话语。
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us the precious word.
求你的灵运行在我们心中，让我们能够明白你的话语。
May your spirit work within our heart so we can understand your word.
让我们明白你的话语，也能够遵行你的话语。
And we not only understand your word, we can follow your word.
在地上行你所喜悦的事。
On this earth, we can do what after your will.
让我们用心警醒预备等候你再来。
Oh Lord, may our heart be watchful and we'll wait for your second coming.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
好，我们今天的经文其实比较简单，就是主耶稣讲了一个比喻。
Today's verse is simple. Jesus told a parable.
这个比喻说有十个童女出去迎接新郎的事。
And it's talking about 10 virgins who are waiting for the bridegroom.
耶稣说这十个童女中有五个是愚拙的童女。
But Jesus said among these 10 virgins 5 are foolish.
另外有五个是聪明的童女。
And 5 are wise.
愚拙的童女出去迎接新郎的时候，他们只提着灯却没有准备油。
The foolish one, when they go to welcome the bridegroom, they only took the lamp. They forgot about the oil.
聪明的童女呢，他们既提着灯，也预备了油。
The wise ones not only had the lamp and also had the oil.
后来新郎延迟到来了。
But the bridegroom come a little bit late.
这十个童女等等就开始打盹，开始睡觉。
And these 10 virgins, they are waiting, and they become drowsy, and then they fall asleep.
因为圣经说，半夜的时候新郎才来。
Because Bible said only at midnight the bridegroom come.
因为半夜的时候人很困，很容易睡觉。
Because at midnight the people are drowsy and easy to fall asleep.
当新郎来的时候，就有人喊说新郎来了。
When the bridegroom comes, some people cry, said, "Hey, the bridegroom is coming."
我们看到这十个童女赶紧醒过来，开始收拾灯。
And we can see this 10 virgins, they all woke up and start trimming their lights.
这时候， 这时候那五个愚拙的童女发现自己灯里没有灯油，灯要火，灯要灭了。
Now the five foolish ones, they saw there's no more lamps, oils in their lamp. Their light is going to be off very soon.
他们看聪明童女还有油，就来到聪明童女面前，叫他匀给他们一些油。
But they saw the wise ones has oil, so they come to the wise ones say, "Hey, please give us some of your oil."
而聪明的童女回答说，恐怕不够你我用的。
But the wise virgins said, "There may not be enough for both you and me."
那些聪明的童女没有把油匀给他们，却让那个愚拙童女自己去买油。
The wise ones did not give oil to them, and they said, "Hey, why don't you go out and buy some oil?"
结果我们在圣经里看到，结果是愚拙童女去买油的时候，新郎就来到了。
Now the result is the foolish ones, they go out to buy oil, but at this time, the bridegroom come.
去买油的那个五个愚拙的童女没有在场。
The virgins who went out to buy oil, they are not here.
但等他们回来的时候，大门已经关上了。
But when they come, the door is shut.
圣经说他们在外面说，主啊，主啊，给我开门。
And they are crying outside, say, "Lord, Lord, please open the door for us."
到第十二节。
But in verse 12,
他却回答说，我实在告诉你们，我不认识你们。
But he replied, "I tell you the truth, I don't know you."
主耶稣这样的回答，我们在主耶稣在马太福音七章二十三节的时候也说过这样的话。
This answer we saw it once in the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 23.
二十三节是这样说的：我就明明的告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。
And verse 23, and then will I declare to them, "I never know you. Depart from you.Your works of lawlessness."
我们马太福音七章二十三节我们已经讲过了。我们急着知道马太福音七章二十三节的上文是主耶稣对那些假先知说了两种树的比喻。
And we know before the chapter 7 verse 23 what Jesus said. Jesus is telling those false prophets and gave them a parable of two types of trees.
主耶稣讲完这个比喻以后做了个结论，说好树结好果子，坏树结坏果子，结坏果子的树要砍下来丢在火里。
And after Jesus telling that parable, and he said, this is the result. The good tree will bear good fruit, bad tree will bear bad fruit. But those trees who bear the bad fruit will be cut and threw into the fire.
到七章第二十一节的时候，耶稣说：“凡称呼我主啊、主啊的人，不能渡进天国；唯独遵行我天父旨意的人，才能进去。”
And here is what Jesus said in the chapter 7, verse 21. Chapter 7, verse 21. Jesus said, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven."
到第二十三节的时候，主耶稣说，我就明明的告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离我去吧。
And then, when we got to verse 23, Jesus clearly says this, "I do not know you. You depart from me, your works of lawlessness."
所以我们知道，主耶稣一旦说了我不认识你们这句话的时候，就表明这个你们是。与主耶稣没有任何关系。
And when Jesus said, "I do not know you," this "you" means this "you" does not have any relationship with Jesus.
所以主耶稣对那五个愚拙的童女说，我不认识你们的时候，这五个童女与天父、与天国没有任何关系，天国的大门他们没法进入。
And when Jesus is telling these five foolish virgins,I do not know you. That means that they have no relation with the heaven, they cannot enter the gate of heaven.
当然，天国不会因为人手中的灯没有油，就将人拒绝于天国的大门外。
Of course, the gate of heaven does not like this. If your light does not, your lamp does not have oil, then the gate of heaven will not refuse you to enter.
这灯中灯里没油，绝不是他们没有进入到天国的原因。
There's no oil in their lamp is definitely not the reason they cannot enter the heaven.
所以我们就应该知道耶稣比喻中的灯油所指的是什么。
We should know the oil in the lamp, what Jesus mean here.
那是指人生命中能够发光的东西，亮的东西，能够荣耀上帝的东西。
That oil means what the light of our life.The light who keep our life going.
当人生命中有这样的灯油的时候，他的生命里就会有天国人的品格。
And when one's life has this oil, then he has the virtue to enter the kingdom of heaven.
我们知道，在天国里的人都必须有天国人的品格。
We should know, everyone who are in heaven should have the virtue to enter.
如果一个人没有到没有天国的人的那种品格，他进不去天国的。
If you don't have the virtue, then you cannot enter the heaven.
然而我们知道，一旦你生命中有天国人的品格，你一定会在天国里。
And we also know, when you do have the virtue to enter the heaven, then you can enter the heaven.
在主耶稣的比喻中。五个聪明的童女叫那五个愚拙的童女去买油。
And in this parable, we see those five wise virgins telling the five foolish ones, go to buy some oil.
因为主耶稣讲的是比喻。
This is the parable.
然后当我们明白这个油代表什么意思的时候，
Now we understand what this oil means.
我们就知道实际上这个油是没有地方去买的。
Now we can understand. There's no place you can buy this type of oil.
因为我们在比喻中看到，这个五个童女买完油回来了，她应该买到油了，因为她灯要灭了，走了嘛。回来灯肯定是亮的，就好像她已经买到油了。
And in this parable, we see these five foolish ones. They come back. It seems they have oil in their lamp. Think about it.They go, it's dark, and then their lamp should be, have light. So when they come back, the light is still on. It means they already bought some oil.
所以我们看到他买到油了，但是他没有办法进入到天国里面。
Now we can see, even though they bought the oil, they got the oil, but they still cannot enter the gate of heaven.
所以说他买到的油不是进天国进去的油。
So this oil cannot, cannot get them enter the gate of heaven.
我们也不可以从在比喻中有这样的领受，说这五个聪明童女太自私了，怎么不会匀，怎么不匀点油给他们？
We also should be understand that the this parable does not say these five wise ones are very selfish.Why they don't give some oil to the other five?
如果我们在比喻中有这样的领受，就会有一个很错误的结论。什么结论呢？进入天国里的人都很自私的。你看，五个童女自私，应该进入天国了。
If we do have this understanding, then we will get the conclusion that everybody who entered the heaven are selfish. Think about it. The five selfish ones entered the heaven.
这个结论一定是错误的。
This conclusion is wrong, definitely.
我们要知道，凡归属于内在生命的东西。
Now we understand what is in your life.
我们里面是一个什么样的生命？这个生命归于这个生命的东西。
Our life, what in our life?
那个东西是无法可以用金钱买到的。
You cannot buy it with money.
你说我有好几百万，我买一个什么生命买不到，永远买不到。
You can say I have several million of dollars, I can buy a life. No, you cannot buy.
既无法用金钱买到，也无法可以从别人那里赢得。
Not only you cannot buy it, you cannot also not getting it from someone else.
啊，我只能活到五十岁，你匀点岁数给我，让我活到八十岁，不可能。
You say, you
生命里的东西没有这回事。
If I can only live until 50 years old, please give some of your life to me so I can live till 80. No, it's impossible.
所以，如果五个聪明的童女将油匀给愚拙的童女。
If those five wise ones gave some oil to those five foolish ones,
匀给他们的油也无法使他们进入到天国的大门里。
This type of oil still cannot enable those foolish ones to enter the gate of heaven.
这与他们买到的油是一样的。
This oil is the same as they bought.
凡是属于内在生命的东西
，whatever belongs to our life。
都需要我们自己用生命去经历去操练。
It's our life's experience. It's what in our life.
去努力的舍弃生命中糟粕的东西。
And we should make effort to get rid of the bad ones.
才会在我们里面有新的东西在生命中滋长出来。
And then there will be new things in our life we can keep growing.
生命的东西就是要靠我们自己去努力的。
And whatever in our life, we need to make a strong effort to get it.
肉体的生命，我们活了多少岁数，我们也要靠自己去努力。
And even our flesh, how long we can live, we have to make an effort.
属灵的生命更是如此。
And the spiritual life, it's also very, very true.
这是基督徒的生命在上帝恩典中不断悔改、改变、成长的过程。
This is in the grace of God, our Christian's life keep changing, keep evolving, keep growing.
我们作为每一个基督徒都必须走过这样的人生之路。
As a Christian, we all must walk this walk.
我在这里强调，必须的。这是必须的，我们基督徒，你成为基督徒，你就必须走这样一条路。
I emphasize here, must. We as a Christian, we must have this walk.
走一条每时每刻悔改，在最终悔改，每时每刻要改变自己生命，每时每刻那基督的生命在里面一点点长大的这个路，我们必须要走的。
We have to walk this walk. That means every moment of our life, we need to repent our sins. Every moment of life.We need Jesus in our life.
或许有些人认为基督徒不需要这样辛苦了，不需要走这样的路。
Somebody may think, "Hey, as a Christian, we don't have to work so hard. We don't have to have this walk."
有些人认为基督徒不用悔改，甚至信主的那时候都没有悔改过。
And then someone believes, you know, as a Christian, we don't have to repent anymore. Even some people, even when they believe in Jesus, when they baptize, they may not.
基督徒的生命也必须要改变，因为觉得自己不错，在亚当里的生命挺享受的。
And a Christian life don't need to change that much. And our life in Adam, we can enjoy.
认为只要我说我信主了，自然而然我就是天国的子民了，我就是一个成熟的基督徒了。
And some people may believe, when I say, "Hey, I believe in Jesus."Then I already have a matured spiritual life. I can go to heaven.
这是不可能的，和生命成长的规律不相符合的。
This is impossible. It against the rules, the laws of the Christian's life.
不过现在在基督教里，你的确能够听到这样的教导。
But we do know in Christianity, some people are teaching this.
耶稣已经为你罪付上赎价了，你怎么活都可以了。
Jesus already paid your sin on the cross, so doesn't matter how you live your life now, you're okay.
上帝知道你会犯什么罪，这些罪的赎价上帝全给你付了，你做吧，你该犯犯吧，没事。
And God already.Atoned your sin. God knows your sin. He already made atonement. Now, then you can do whatever you want.
所以我们不需要悔改。
Now we don't have to repent.
所以我们也不需要 改变生命。
And we don't have to change our life.
现在我们只需要做一件事啊，与自己喜欢的人在一起，在一起彼此相爱就可以了。
And the only thing we need to do now is we can love one another, love the one we like.
我在这里说，与自己喜欢的人彼此相爱就可以了。
And I say now is we love each other with those people we like.
与自己不喜欢的人免谈。
If the people we don't like, then we don't have to do.
自己不喜欢的人，甚至可以背后说说他的坏话。
And the people we don't like, then we can gossip behind us then.
不过主耶稣不是这样教导的。
But Jesus did not teach us this.
主耶稣在马太福音5:46，登山宝训中说：“你们若但爱那爱你的人，有什么赏赐呢？就是税吏，不也是这样吗？”
Remember in Book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 46, which is also part of the Sermon of the Mount, Jesus said, "For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Don't even the tax collectors do the same?"
所以，基督信仰不是那种我喜欢你，你也与我合得来啊，我们在一起，彼此相爱的信仰。我不是这样的信仰。
But the faith of Christians is not a faith that, oh, since I like you and you and I, we can talk, then okay, we can love each other. It's not this faith.
圣经告诉我们，上帝爱世人，他叫日头照好人，也照歹人，降雨给义人，也给不义的人。
But Scripture told us, God loved the people. He let the sun shine on the good person and also shine on the bad person. He gave the rain to the righteous people and he also gave the rain to the unrighteous.
有些人就根据这一节经文说，我们要爱所有的人。
But then people also pick this verse, say, okay, God tell us to love everybody.
我绝对没有说我们不要爱所有的人。
I also did not say, definitely not say,We do not love everyone.
我们要爱人，但是我们也知道圣经中也，我们从圣经中也知道，上帝更爱他拣选的人。
But we also know from the scripture, God love who? God love the most the people they he elect.
上帝爱他拣选的人，使他们成为上帝自己的儿女。并且赐给他永生。
God loves the person he chooses and makes them to become the children of God and gave them their everlasting life.
这样我们就知道，上帝叫日头照好人也照歹人。上帝爱人有普遍的爱，上帝也有拣选他的儿女，把永生赐给他。也就是说，上帝还有一个恩典中特殊的爱。
Now we know God has the common love. The common love is to give the rain to the righteous and the unrighteous. The sun shines on the good people and the bad people. But God also has a love of grace. That is, He chose some people to become His children and gave them the grace of the everlasting life.
因此我们就知道，上帝的爱是有不同层次的。不是像我们人那样稀里糊涂啊，都一样啊，没有那个事。
Now we should know God's love has different level, different meanings. Don't unlike some people's understanding. Oh, God loves people, it's all the same.
因此，我们作为上帝的儿女，我们要从圣经中、从上帝的话语中得到上帝给我们的智慧。
As the children of God, we should get the wisdom from.God's words from the scriptures.
我们的爱也应该有层次的。
Our love also should be different.
圣经中也告诉我们要有这种不同层次的爱。
In the Bible, in the scripture, God telling us there should be different levels of love, different kind of love.
例如提摩太前书5:17说。
Now, I'll give you an example. in the First Timothy chapter 5 verse 17。
那善于管理教会的长老，当以为配受教会的敬奉。那劳苦传道的教导人的，更当如此。
And let the elders who rule well be considered worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in preaching and teaching.
我们从这些经文中就看到有层次的。
In this verse, we can see there are different type of love.
当然，我们不要过多的强调某一个真理啊，有层次的，我就分把人分成三五九等，不行。
Now let's not put emphasis on one truth. Now we say, oh, there's different kind of love. Then let's classify people into different groups.
但是我们每一个属灵人，我们灵里会有一个有感觉，你要顺着圣灵的带领的感觉。
And as children of God, as the spiritual people, we should know the spirit work within us.We should know the feelings when the Spirit leading us.
我所说的感觉，我们不要把它理解为灵恩派的那种自己的感觉。我们这个感觉所说的圣灵的感觉，一定是在真理里边里面的感觉。不要离开真理，凭我的感觉就错了。
The feeling I said is the feeling according to the truth, by the truth. This feeling is not just by our own feeling.Then, if that is not wrong.
所以我们说，我们都属于耶稣基督的门徒，在耶稣基督的门徒，我们都是弟兄姊妹，在这里的层面上彼此相爱是绝对不可少的。
Now let's say we are brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. We are all Christians. Then, among us, love each other, we cannot leave love each other out. We must love each other.
但是圣经中也教导，教会中那些软弱的肢体，我们对他们的爱更加不可以忽略。往往我们对软弱的就忽略了，这是不可以的。
And also, I want to emphasize, among our bodies, there will be someone who are weak, and we might neglect to love them.We cannot negligence of not loving them. We have to love them.
所以弟兄姊妹彼此相爱是要在合乎圣经真理中的彼此相爱。
Now, brother and sister, love each other is love each other according to the scripture.
在这样的相爱中才能够在相爱中才能够操练自己的生命。
Only in this loving each other.Our life can grow.
如果单单凭着自己的意思去相爱，凭着我的感觉，我觉得他我喜欢他，这样的相爱，一般都无法行在真理当中。
If we only by our own feeling, then I like somebody, then I love that person by my own feeling, then that love usually is not in the truth.
而没有行在真理中的事情行为，他是无法使自己的生命得到成长的。
Any actions who are not in the truth, then cannot help you grow in your spiritual life.
因为真理才是我们生命成长的粮食。当我们行在真理中的时候，我们会对真理有更深的体会和领悟。这样就能够使在遵循真理的时候，使我们的生命能够得到喂养。
Because only the truth is the food for our spiritual life. Only if we live our life according to the truth, then our life can grow.
所以，只有合乎真理的彼此相爱。才能够使自己的生命属灵的生命能够在这个相爱当中成长。
So only those loves in the truth, then this love can help us grow our spiritual life.
相爱包括我们付出爱，相爱同时我要说包括我们接受爱，这是两个彼此要存在。
This love means toThere's two sides. One is we have to offer our love, we have to love other person.
Then on the other hand, we also have to receive love from someone else.
有些人一谈到相爱，就光等着那里接受爱。
Some people when they say, "Oh, love each other," and they just wait there, waiting for somebody else to love them.
那样的人生命是永远不会成长的。
Then that person's life can never grow.
但是也有的人一说相爱就付出爱，别人当别人爱他的时候，他啊不用，我挺好了，不用，不接受爱。
And then there are other people whose love is always offering the love to love other ones. But then when somebody else show love to them, they say, "Oh, I don't need it.
这样的人的确不错。
Oh, you can say, "Oh, this is a good person."
但在基督里，这样也不好。
But in Christ, this is also not that good.
因为你把别人生命成长的机会给挡住了。
Now you were refusing, you blocking other people who can grow in the Jesus, their spiritual life.
所以说，别人爱你，表示爱你的话，你就感谢、感恩、领受，让他生命能够成长，让他能够有付出爱的地方。
And when other soul, when other people offer their love to you, then you should just receive, give thanks to Jesus, because then other people's spiritual life can grow.
所以说，在基督里属基督生命的成长，是在这种彼此交通、彼此关爱当中慢慢成长的。
So the spiritual growth in Jesus are.You know, our brothers and sisters, we communicate with each other, we love each other, then we grow together.
这样生命的成长不是用金钱可以买来的。
Then this growth, this life cannot be bought by money.
这样成长的这样的生命也不是说别人可以匀给你的啊，我生命挺好，我匀给你点是好生命，匀不过去的。
And this life, this spiritual life.Also, you cannot get from somebody else. Someone also cannot give their this life to you.
那种在那里等着接受别人爱他的人，你说我匀给你点爱别人的那个生命，那他可不要，我就要那个生命。
And if you see someone, who are waiting for love, then you just say, "Hey, okay, I can give you some.Love life to you, then they will probably refuse.
所以说，生命里面的东西必须自己磨练、自己对付、自己成长。
That's why I said, whatever in our own life, we have to grow by ourselves.
任何人都不能够替代你。
No one can replace you.
我在这里说，任何人不能替代你，这有圣经根据的。
When I say no one can replace you.There is a scripture, a base for them.
我们看马太福音啊，加拉太书六章一到五节。我们翻到加拉太书。
Now let's open to Bible, the Galatians chapter 6.
六章一到五节，翻到了以后，我来念大家听。加拉太书六章一节。弟兄们，若有人偶然被过犯所胜，你们属灵的人就当用温柔的心把他挽回过来，又当自己小心，恐怕也被引诱。你们个人的重担要互相担当，如此就完全了基督的律法。人若无有，自己还以为有，就是自欺了。个人应当审查自己的行为，这样他所夸的就专在自己，不在别人了，因为个人必担当自己的担子。
Galatians chapter 6 verse 1 to 5. Brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Keep watch on yourself, lest you too be tempted. Bear one another's burdens.And so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks he is something, when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one test his own work, and then his reason to boast will be in himself alone, and not in his neighbor. For each will have to bear his own load.
所以我们在第二节里看到，你们个人的重担要互相担当。
And in verse 2, now we see, bear one another's burdens, so fulfill the law of Christ.
所以当弟兄或当姐妹有难处的时候，你又有能力帮助他克服这个难处，就应该分担他的重担。
Now if we see some brothers and sisters have difficulties, have a burden, and you have the ability to help them, then you should share their burdens.
如果自己有能力，你却退脱，当没看见，就是有罪了。
If you have the ability and you just look away and you didn't help, then you are sin.
在第四节又说，个人应当查验自己的行为，这样他所夸的就专在自己，不在别人了。
In verse 4, it also says, but let each one test his own work, and then his reason to boast will be in himself alone.And not in his name.
这里说个人要查验自己的行为，后面紧接着说他所夸的就专在自己。
But here you see, let each one test his own work, and then also say, to boasting will be in himself.
保罗没有说所夸的就是自己的行为，而所夸的是专在自己。
Paul here didn't say boasting in someone's action, but say in boasting in himself alone.
保罗已经从一人的行为转向到他这个人的内在的品德。
Paul already transferred from someone's action points to someone's inner virtue.
自己就是一个完整的个体。
And self is a complete individual.
就是这好行为所表现的里面的那个人。
It is those good actions what it describes what's inside that person.
到第五节说，因为个人必担当自己的担子。
But in verse 5, it also said, for each will have to bear his own load.
当第四节说你要注意自己里面的行为，自己里面人的时候，到第五节他就说个人的担子必须个人担。
But in verse 4 we are saying someone has to both watch out, and then in verse 5 we are saying someone has to bear its own load.
所以说这些经文就告诉我们，我们里面属里面生命的东西，你不要指望别人来帮你，你要自己担，必须自己来担当的，你必须自己来操练，自己在里面努力追求成长的。
Now we're saying, whatever in your own life, in your inner life, those burdens you have to bear yourself. Nobody else can carry the load for you.
所以在主耶稣预言里面的灯油所预表的是我们里面的生命，所以这里面的生命是无法买到的。
So what in Jesus' parable, the oil in the lamp is what in our inner life. That's something you cannot buy.
不像天主教所传讲的，天主教就说啊，你可以买到这个灯油，因为他也希望，天主教也希望别人到他那里去买灯油，到你把钱往那个盒子里一扔的时候，你灯油就涨了。
And this is not what Catholic is preaching. Catholic saying you can go to buy the oil, and because they also wishing someone else can go to their place to buy those oil.What they say selling is, you know, if you put money into that offering box, then you can buy the oil, then you can, the gate of heaven open for you.
不过靠这种捷径买到的灯油是无法进入到天国的。
I can tell you, this shortcut. Through this shortcut, you can buy this oil, but this oil cannot take you into heaven.
当然，天主教里面还有另外一个说法，就是我们可以靠圣徒的圣与功德。
And the Catholic also have another teaching, which is we can rely on those saints, those remaining virtues of the saints.
但是整本圣经的真理告诉我们，没有一个人会有圣与功德的。
The whole scripture is telling us no one has extra virtues.
我在这里大胆地说，彼得、保罗都没有圣与功德。
And I can boldly say here, even Peter or Paul, they don't have any extra virtues.
每一个基督徒接受最后审判的时候，如果没有耶稣基督的保险，每个人都下地狱。
When every Christian facing the last judgment, if you do not rely on Jesus Christ's blood, then you will go to hell.
所以没有一个人有圣与功德。
No one has extra virtues.
就是有圣与功德，云给我们也是没用的。
Let's say that way. You want somebody has some extra virtues.If they gave us to us, then it's useless for us.
因为每一个人生命的担子，必须要由自己来担当。
Because the burden of our own life, we had to carry our own load.
我讲到有关讲末世末期，讲到这是应该是第三次。
And I have been preaching about the end of days.The end of day, and then this is probably the third time I'm talking about it.
我希望弟兄姊妹能够警醒。
I hope brothers and sisters will be watchful, keep watch.
不过说老实话，能警醒的人的确不多。
And I have to tell you the truth, the people who are watchful, they're not many.
我们很多时候都没有紧迫感。
And because.Many times we don't have the sense of urgency.
因为主耶稣在这里说的是末世末期的事情。
Because Jesus is telling us what happened in the end of days, the end of day.
虽然我一再强调末世的末期就要来到。
Even though I haven't seen this, the end of day of the end of days will come in very soon.
不过这就要来到，到底是多长时间？
But then the soon is how long? I don't know.
可能是一段很长的时间。
Maybe
对我们人来说，对我们人来说，可能是很长的时间。
As measured by human life, it can be very long.
或许是一百年就要来到，一百年以后就来到，一百年。
Maybe it's 100 years, or maybe longer than 100 years.
或许比一百年更长的时间。
And longer than 100 years.
圣经告诉我们，那日子、那时辰，我们不知道。
But Scripture is telling us that day, that hour, we do not know.
那我为什么一再强调说末期的日子就要来到了呢
？But then why I keep saying the end of days will be here?
对人类历史来说，末期就在跟前了。
For when we say the human history.The end of days is here.
当然有因为在末世的时候会有地震，会有各种各样的大灾难。
And we know, you know, in the end of days there will be earthquakes. So there is a lot of trials and tribulations.
但是，评价末期要来到的不是这些灾难，主要的不是这些灾难。
But, you know, when we think about The end of days will be here. It's not, these are not the important signs. These trials and tribulations are not the important ones.
我们看主耶稣在预言末期来到的时候，主要的是说属灵上面的堕落、败坏。
When we think about what Jesus is teaching is the corruption of the human spirit, the spiritual life.
假先知猖獗
and there's many false prophets
假基督开始出来了。
And the false Christian.
不合乎圣经的教导东西全出来了，在基督教里面。
Antichrist will come, and the teachings against the Bible will come out.
这才是末期的重要标志。
This is the most important sign for the end of days.
因着这些末期来到，会有自然环境的地震、大灾难，但是起因是因为在信仰上的败坏和堕落。
Because the end of days is approaching, of course, we can see earthquakes and not other disasters. But the most important one, the reason for the end of days is the corruption of the spirit.
我们看基督教的信仰，我们就知道，现在的确是末期将要来临的时候。
If we look at the faith of Christianity, we can see now it is the end of days.
这样说是从信仰的角度，或者说从人类的历史角度来看，世界的末了就要来临。
And if we look at it through the angle of human history, from the angle of faith, we can see the end of days is near.
但是我们要知道，这不是对我们人的生命说的，不是对我说的。胡牧师，末期马上到了，不是对我生命的时间说的。是对人类历史的时间说的。
But we should understand this is a point at the human history, not a point to me or past who the end of days is here. No.
对人类生命的时间来说，人只最多只能活到八九十岁就很长寿了。本来寿命就八九十岁，你三十岁、五十岁听到这样的话，你说末期就到了，还有三十年就到了，不可能。
And you know, if we measure time according to the human life, maybe we think it's a long life. But you know, in reality, you know, if a person can live 80 to 90 years old, he is already living a long life. So let's say if somebody hears the news in 30s, then you're saying, okay, the end of days will come in another 30 years. No, that's not the truth.
所以说这末期马上就要来临，是对人类历史或者说对我们信仰的历史而言是马上就在眼前了。
The end of days through the perspective of human history from the faith history and we can say is near, is coming.
如果一百年以后就是如果一百年以后就是世界的末了，就是末世的末期，那么这一百年对整个人类历史来说，这是很短的时间。对耶稣降临到现在两千多年的时间来说，也只有二十分之一。
Now let's assume, let's say, if the end of days is in 100 years, this 100 years.Is a very short time compared with human history. Let's say if we compare that with our faith history, you know, when Jesus first coming till now is more than 2,000 years, then this is only 1/20th of that time. It's also a very short period.
所以我们强调的主耶稣预言的末期就要来到，是对整个人类、对整个世界说的。
Now let's.Say it again. When Jesus says the end of days is near, it points to the human history, to the faith history.
所以，因为许多人都盼望耶稣再来，也希望耶稣来的时候自己是还活在世上，这样能看到耶稣主耶稣的再来。所以，我们很盼望这个末期是根据我们的岁数来定末期。我死之前，末期就到了。
And a lot of people, of course, saying, oh, Jesus, the second coming is coming very soon. The second coming is now. That means I can see that in my lifetime, you know, this is also through our own life's perspective.
所以我们要承认，我们希望是我活的时候末期到了，我可以被活着的时候就被提到空中女主相遇。然而我们必须承认发生这样的事情可能性是很小的。
we must admit it's very low possibility that he is in our own life, Jesus' second coming. So we can be with Jesus, we can rapture and go to the heaven, directly go to see Jesus during our lifetime. That chance is very small.
因为人的生命在整个人类历史中占很小很小的很小的一段时间，所以说世界的末了末期要到，不是对我们人的生命说的。
Because think about it, one human life is a very small short period measured by the whole human history.
可以说我们在座的可能就无法经历世界末了的场面。
We can say that, you know, everybody here, we probably cannot experience Jesus' second coming in person.
所以说我不是我们活着的时候耶稣就再来了把我们提到空中，这样的可能性不大。
Once again, you know, it's a small chance we can see Jesus' second coming in our lifetime.
我这里不是说像我这样岁数的人，就是这样孩子的都可能性不大，因为他们和我们只最多差五十年，五十年对人类历史来说也是一个很小的数字。
And I'm not just saying, you know, for the seniors here, even for the young people here, you know, they probably have a very small chance because the difference in age is probably only 50 years old. This 50 years old is a very short time period if you measure by the whole human history.
其实我们心里都明白这个观念，所以说我们才会没有紧迫感，觉得哎呀我可能耶稣再来可能我已经不在了，所以说没有这个紧迫感。有关耶稣对末期的教训也和我们相差很远，那真的要耶稣要来了，我真的感觉那真的很难，我们会临到就相差很远。
Maybe in our heart, everybody actually understands this. That's why we don't have the sense of urgency. When Jesus is teaching the end of days, it's far from for us because we're not going to experience it in our life. Then why we bother to understand?
所以主耶稣说的，两个人在田里，取去一个，撇下一个，我们觉得，哎呀，如果你认为你会经历这样的事。两个人在田里举起一个撇下一个，你现在就不会这样生活，因为你觉得不会啦，我还最多还两十年在地里，怎么会在地里撇下一个举起一个，这时候不会到。
And that's why when Jesus saying, you know, there are two person in the field, I pick one and leave one, and you might thinkit's not going to happen because during my lifetime Jesus is not going to be here, so I only going to have 10 years working in the fields, and then Jesus is not going to be here to take one, leave one.
所以说主耶稣这个预言好像对我关系不大。
That's why that parable, you know, everybody, many people feel doesn't really impact me that much.
同样道理，按时分粮给人的忠心仆人还是与醉酒的人一同吃喝的不忠心的仆人，与我们也没有多大关系。
And in the same vein, then, you know, we see the servant who are loyal and who gave the food to people, and also there's the same parable has a bad servant who drinking and eating with drunkards. Then that parable also doesn't really impact us that much.
今天所讲的十个同鱼的比喻的事情，几乎我们不会遇到新郎来的事，所以说与我们也没有多大关系。什么预备灯油，我们怎么预备啊？没关系啊，因为新郎来的时候我们已经不在了。
And now today's parable of these 10 virgins, and once again, also we may have the same feeling that, you know.We're not going to see the bridegroom, and then there's no need for us to prepare the oil, to get the oil for the lamb, because, you know, we're not going to see the bridegroom in our lifetime.
人们会有这样的想法， 并不奇怪，因为耶稣所启示的是世界末了的状况。
And when it's not surprising when people have these ideas, because when Jesus is telling us the end of days, he's talking about the end of the days.
如果我们没有办法活到世界的末了，那与我们就关系不大，所以我们现在就没有紧迫感。如果说两年以后耶稣要来了，哇，这是马上紧张起来，对不对？
Since we know we probably cannot live until the end of the days, then the end of the day really doesn't have much impact on us. Then we don't have this sense of urgency. Versus if we know the end of the day is next 2 years, then we must be watchful and careful.
好像今天胡牧师讲到一反往常的状态，好像在安慰我们，没关系了，世界末了早了。
Maybe you will think, oh, today's pastor.
你们可以放心了。
Preaching is kind of comforting, telling us that, hey, the end of days is pretty far, and you don't have to worry about it. Everything is okay.
好像胡牧师过去没人讲这样过。
But Pastor Wu didn't preaching this like this in the past.
然后我要告诉弟兄姊妹。
But now I have to tell you, brothers and sisters.
我上面所讲的都不是事实。
But what,
事实不是这样的。
But what I said is not reality. Reality is not like this.
圣经告诉我们，到世界的末了，耶稣要再来审判这个世界的时候，所有的人都会复活，接受主耶稣的审判。
Scripture telling us, in the end of days, Jesus will come judge this world, and everyone will be resurrected and receive Jesus' judgment.
这是我们一再强调，世界也是主耶稣预言是末世的末了要来临的重要信息。
This is the main message of the end of days.
审判一定会有的，这是我们重要的信息。在世界的末了，审判一定会有。
In the end of the days, there will be judgment.
但对于我们，耶稣的审判是对我们活在世上这段时间的行为进行审判。
When Jesus passes judgment, he's judging us of our actions when we were living.
耶稣不会说我们死了以后你做什么是什么事，我们死了以后不可以做。其实对我们每一个人来说，审判就是我们出生到我们死这一段时间的行为进行审判。
When Jesus is passing judgment, he's passing judgment based on our actions between our birth to till our death.
末世世界末了的审判也是对我们活在世上这段时间以什么样的生命活在这个世上进行审判。
Jesus past judgment is based on our life on this earth.
所以耶稣启示世界末了的状况，对我们每一个人来说，就是我们离开世界时最后一段时间的。
And when Jesus is telling us the end of days, and then when it applies to our life, then that means, you know, our life before our death.
也就是说，当比如我还有十年要离开这个世界。
Now let's say, for example, after 10 years I will leave this world.
这十年对我来说就是世界的末了，就是末世的末了。
And to me.This last 10 years of my life is the end of day of the end of days.
虽然人类历史的末世的末了没到，但是就我来说，末世的末了已经来临。
Maybe you can say, by the human history, the end of days is not here yet. But to my own life, the end of days is here.
如果到世界的到，如果到我们生命末了的时候。我们灯中还没有足够的油。
If we know, the last period of our own life, and our lamps still don't have enough oil.
当然，这个足够是指我们活在世上的一种生活的心态、生活的方式而言，我们是不是足够了？
And when I say enough, it's by how we live in this life.
这个足够是指我们信主之后，当耶稣给了我们新生命以后，我们是否尽自己最大的能力活出上帝要我们活出的生活来？
This enough is meaning after we believe in Lord, in Jesus, and in the new life that Jesus gave to us, did we make the best effort, live a life that what God wants us to live?
只要我们尽力活出这样的生活，我们有这样的生命，活出这样的生活，我就认为我们是足够了。
If we make the best effort, we live a life God wants us to live, then I believe you had enough.
我们灯里的油就能够等到天国的门打开。
And the oil in our lamp will last enough until the gate of heaven opens for us.
所以我说的足够，我没有用灌满哦，我们把灯灌满了啊，等到天国，没有，我们活在世上不可能灌满，只能够尽我们的力量，尽足我们的力量，就是说，是我们把灯油预备好。
Here I say enough, I didn't say full, because in this life nobody can have full. As long as we make the best effort, the oil in our lamp is enough.
所以基督徒在世上活着的时候，只要我们活出上帝喜悦的生活，只要活让我们生命中流露出耶稣生命的馨香之气，我们这样生活的时候，我们就是在储备自己的灯油。
So as a Christian, when we live a life in this earth, we live a life that's after God's will, and we live a life that's glorified to Jesus, and that means we're adding oil.
弟兄姊妹，我们要清醒地知道一点，当我们离开世界之后，我们不可能继续储备自己的灯油了。
Brothers and sisters, we have to be clear on this point. After we left this world, we can no longer add oil into our lamp.
所以对每一个人来说，末世的末期就是我们离世前的一段时间。
So, to everyone, then that means the end of days to us is the last time before we leave this earth.
在世界末世末期的时候，我们将处在何种状况，取决于我们在自己末期时候我们里面灯油的状况。
Then the oil in our lamp.Determines, you know, what we had in the end of days. In the end of days.
启示录十四章十三节说。
In the book of Revelations, chapter 14, verse 13.
对那些死了的人，圣经是这样说的。他们歇了自己的劳苦，做工的果效也随着他们。
And points to the people who are already dead, and the scripture says that they may rest from their labors, for their deeds follow.
这些经文告诉我们，虽然我们离开了这个世界，歇了自己在世上的劳苦。
This scripture is telling us, even though.After we left this earth, we rest our own labor.
然而，在世上的劳苦，这个果效将随着我们进入永恒。
But this labor, the deed of this labor, will follow us to eternity.
所以说，对个人来说，末世的末了就是我们离开世界前的一段时间。 我们是不是预备好我们的队伍了？
Brothers and sisters, for every one of us, the end of day is determined by the oil in our lamp. Did we do make our best effort in this life?
耶稣一直讲预言，末世的末了是要告诉我们，在末世的末了将会有审判等着我们。
Jesus is using the parables to telling us, brothers and sisters, there will be judgment in the end of days.
而所审判的是我们在今世时我们劳作的心态。
We are judged by our actions in this life, our attitude.
我们在今世我们生活的态度。
And our attitude of life in this life.
在今世我们有怎么样的生命的质量品质，
the quality and the virtues of our life，
这些都会在末世中对我们进行审判。
And everything this is the basis for us to pass the judgment。
所以说每个人都可以说很快就或者已经进入到我们这个末世的末期了。
So that's why I said Everyone we already enter the last day of the end of days.
所以我们没有理由不警醒。
We have no reason to not watchful.
没有理由不努力。
We have no reason to make the best effort.
除非我们不相信有末世的审判。
Unless you don't believe, there will be judgment in the last days.
除非我们不相信耶稣对末世的预言。
Unless you don't believe Jesus' prophecy about the end of days.
我相信在这里每个听到的弟兄姊妹都是相信主耶稣预言的人。
But what I believe here is everyone, all the brothers and sisters here, you do believe Jesus' prophecy.
所以我们在今世，在我们生命进入末世末期的时候，我们要一起努力去遵循上帝的话。
That's why in our lives, the end of days, we should make the best effort to follow God's word.
活出上帝要我们活出的生命来。
Live a life that's after God's will.
使我们生命中的灯油能够进入到上帝的国度里。
And add oil into our lamp so we can enter the gate of heaven.
好，我们低头做祷告。
Now let's pray.
天父上帝，我们谢谢你，谢谢你将你的话语启示出来。
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you to give us your precious word.
因着你的话语，让我们知道我们在今世，我们在我们生命中每时每刻都要警醒。
By your word, we understand in our life, in every hour, we should keep watchful.
我们要为自己预备那上好的灯油，
and we should be prepared for the best oil in our life.
使我们的生命能够承受天国里的永恒。
So our life can get the eternity.
首先使我们有永恒的生命，然后我们才能够有进入到永恒的天国里。
Lord, please give us this eternal life so we can enter your kingdom of heaven.
我们知道了，当我们没有能力、没有意志，求主赐给我们。
Oh Lord, we know for times we're lacking of strength, we're lacking of will. Oh Lord, please give us.
求圣灵时刻提醒我们要警醒。
And may the Spirit keep reminding us to be watchful.
做你所喜悦的事。
Do things after your will.
能够过一个荣耀你名的生活。
And we live a life that glorifies your name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.